On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, welcome back. We've had a little extended break over Thanksgiving. I was down in Florida, but I'm done with that, so we're back.
Yay!
Shall we say.
Hit the sack.
Well, we're going to have kind of a hard rocking show this time, more of a metal edge to it.
Metal!
Metal on metal.
This will be our most metal show ever, so if you like metal, this is the show for you.
Yeah, and I'm into it, so there you go.
Yeah, we got to figure out who's more metal, Danny or Mark. But I think I already know the answer.
I don't know. I mean, my favorite bands are like Toto, Van Halen, Thin Lizzy. Not too metal, but I'm a big fan.
I think I would actually say I think you're more metal than I am, even though we both like metal. But I think you go a little deeper.
Yeah, I think so. For the hard rock bands, I like it when they're hard rock. I don't like the, you know, like when you're talking Metallica, I don't like the Unforgiven. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Welcome Home and, you know, all that stuff.
I hate The Unforgiven 1 and 2. Cannot stand that song.
Well, there you go.
Okay. But I do like Metallica. Oh, we both like Metallica, and we go way back with them. So. But,
oh, yeah. I saw the Kill 'Em All for One tour.
As did I.
Metallica opening for Raven.
Yeah, people out awesome. There, we saw Metallica with Cliff in a club.
That's right.
So we're more metal than you already.
Back when they had acne.
Yeah, bad acne.
Bad, yeah.
Now they all look like, now they're pretty boys. Well, except for maybe Lars and his hair, but other than that, pretty boys.
Yeah, they got good skin.
Yeah.
They can afford the spa.
Yeah, that's true. So this is episode 219, the metal edition of the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. And a couple of things we want to get out there real quick. We still have a playlist on Spotify. It's HRTS Rock Playlist. So if you want to check out our playlist for free, it's there. And
man, good.
And with our listeners, I get a thing shipped to me via email. Shipped. I get an email from Spreaker, and they tell me how our show is doing each country. Coming in at number 4 this week, Spain.
Spain. Oh, yeah, might be.
A new one. All right. Number 3, Australia.
Okay.
Number 2, Canada. And number 1, the USA. Well, not a big surprise. The top 3 are English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
But Spain was kind of a surprise. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah. So, we're getting out there.
I appreciate Spain. I've been to Spain. It's beautiful. So nice.
Never been. Always wanted to go. Maybe one of these days.
Yeah, I spent a 5-day weekend in Barcelona.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Is it?
Oh, the food, the people are great. I mean, the people are so nice. I mean, I tried to speak their language, but, you know, it's not happening. So, you know, they were very nice. Everybody spoke English. The food was fantastic. Yeah.
Did you go like, ¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está la casa de Pepe?
Yeah. All right. So this Danny came up with this. All the bits tonight, and he came up with the metal edition. He wanted to get metal, so we're gonna do 3 bits that involve metal. We're gonna do rapid fire. We're gonna do intellectual poetry, and then we're gonna wrap it up with a track by track battle. Remember the one we started? Anyway, we're gonna do Metallica's Master of Puppets versus Megadeth's Peace Spells and Who's Buying. Danny's told us in past episodes that he likes Megadeth better than Metallica. So we're gonna see how he goes with this album here. I don't know.
I stand by it.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk more about it when we get to that bit.
All right. And in the big news, Danny got Metallica tickets.
That's right. I'm seeing them August 4th and 6th in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's Giant Stadium. Jet Stadium.
So you're going to both nights?
Yep. Yeah, they don't have single night tickets on sale yet.
So you went ahead and splurged for both. So you're getting the double opening acts.
That's right. Yeah, Mammoth and Pantera, which I can't wait to see. I saw Pantera way back in the day. They opened for Skid Row. I saw them in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, oh, man, they were great. Very loud.
That was right when they were breaking, too.
Yeah.
Cowboys from Hell, right?
Yep. And then the next night is Five Finger Death Punch and Ice Nine Kills, which I don't know anything about.
I couldn't tell you one thing about Ice Nine Kills other than it's a pretty cool name. I don't know if they're any good, so I guess you're going to have to do some research to see if they're worth seeing, but you're going to go see them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go see. I've seen Five Finger Death Punch. I've seen Pantera. I've seen Mammoth. So Ice Nine Kills will be the only new band on this whole ticket that I will see. So I'm going to try to check them out beforehand, see if I should look forward to that or just, you know, drag my feet to get there.
Yeah, well, the new Pantera, the tribute to Pantera, has played a show. They just played in Mexico like 2 days ago.
Yep.
So there's a little bit of video out there. Sounds pretty good so far.
Yeah, Charlie Benante on drums from Anthrax and Zach Wilde on guitar.
So you can't go wrong there. So it's probably going to be pretty damn cool, I would think.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great show.
Now here's the big thing. How much did it set you back for tickets?
How much do you think? And we got a second level, not quite at midfield. We're kind of on the corner. They're playing in the round.
Which is cool because you got a pretty good view.
Yep. So.
And you're in the football stadium?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Giant Stadium. Okay, I'm going to say you paid $700.
Oh, no way. No. No, now if I had gone probably today and tried to get them from Scalper, yeah, but no, they were $280.
$280 for two nights?
Two nights, three bands each night. Yeah.
That's pretty damn reasonable.
That's what I thought when my brother bought the tickets. I'm not going to say any more about that right now, but he bought the tickets, so we're going. We don't know if we're going to stay up there because it's right across the river from New York City. So we may go up there and hang for the weekend. We may drive back. I don't know. I may drive back.
Why can't you say that your brother bought the tickets?
Well, I don't know if other people will be listening, so I don't want to talk about it right now. It's not a bad thing at all.
Oh, okay, because I know your brother, and if we did a little research, we could probably say his name, but I'm not going to say his name. Because it could be your old stepbrother. You just don't know.
Oh, good Lord, no. I haven't spoken to him since probably my wedding.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
33 years ago.
Yeah, well, he lives in Gig Harbor, Washington, which is on the complete other side of the country.
Yeah, so, yep. Haven't spoken to him since then.
Yeah,
But no, this is my real brother, Tony Davis.
You don't have to say his name.
Shh. Yeah, don't say anything.
Okay, I didn't know it was a big secret.
Okay. He bought the ticket. I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
A little shift from the metal episode, but I also have tickets to go see Journey and Toto on their first show in the U.S. on this tour on February 4th.
Oh, very cool, man. Look at you getting out there.
Getting out? Yeah, I'm a empty nester.
Yeah, it used to be me talking about all these shows. Now it's all you. I haven't been
Thank
to a
God.
Show. I haven't been in a show in a while.
Man.
Well, actually, you know what? There's some interesting shows coming up at the beginning of the year that don't come around very often. Check this out. Wigwam is going to play the Whiskey.
Really?
Here's another one that's going to play the Whiskey. I think in the same month. Adam Bomb.
Wow, I didn't know he was still around.
He plays in Europe pretty much exclusively. I actually follow him on Instagram. He looks pretty much the same. I mean, I don't know how he's getting this money to play these shows, but he's still touring.
Okay. Well, yeah, good for him.
I liked his first album back in the day, and I wouldn't mind going to see Adam Bomb for $20. You know, hey, why not?
So, yeah. Some what interest. The heck?
And the Whiskey's a small place, and wherever you stand, you're going to see everything, so it's cool.
Nice.
Oh, on that?
All the shows that I'm going to, I'm seeing Journey in a pretty big auditorium up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's about a two-hour drive.
Where they're closing all the factories down. Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
I've never been to Allentown.
It's all right.
Is it depressing?
I was there for a show. Who did I see? Oh, I saw Dwight Yoakam there.
That's depressing.
Man, he was so good. If you're in at all in the country or you just appreciate music, he was so good. And the crazy thing is his guitar, his specific guitar, not the rest of the band, was so freaking loud. He drowned out the entire rest of the band, the whole show. It was crazy.
Danny, I got a reminder from my staff. This is the metal episode, okay? We can stop talking about Dwight Yoakam now.
Little sister, don't you?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We'll get off of Dwight Yoakam then.
All right, so let's do some rapid fire.
All right.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire off three trivia questions each at each other and try to make each other look stupid. You out there can play along and see if you can get 6 out of 6 questions. All my questions are metal. Danny's are more rock. But yeah,
I think you'll probably get 2 of these.
I think you might get 1 of mine.
Oh, geez.
But you never know, but they're all metal.
Okay, I'll put my metal pants on.
All right, here we go. Question 1. What 80s thrash band covered War's Low Rider?
I'm going to say Anthrax.
Ooh, so close. Incorrect.
Dang it.
It was a San Francisco Bay Area band called Exodus.
Ah, dang it. I don't know much about them except Kirk Hammett from Metallica was in that band.
Yeah, I think it was on Fabulous Disaster. I think that's the only Exodus album I ever owned. So.
Okay. Well, I saw Exodus. They actually opened for Anthrax last time I saw them.
Yep. They're not in the 4, but they could probably be in the 6 or the 8 if you want to go to the top bands in thrash.
Yeah.
You got to put Exodus up there. Okay.
Yeah, I picked Anthrax because they do a lot of covers.
Yeah, I thought I was saying like Thin Lizzy Cowboy song. Yep.
Oh, man.
Or something from Beastie Boys.
Their covers are great.
Oh, yeah.
Really are.
With Belladonna and Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, so cool. Anyway, question number 1 for you. What does the KK stand for in KK Downing?
Oh, Ku Klux. No, that's not it. It's wrong. I think his first name is Ken, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say Ken Kevin Downing.
No, close. It's Kenneth Keith Downing.
Ooh, Kenneth Keith. Hey, we had some old friends back in Driver Court. Kenneth and Keith, right? No, that was Kevin and Keith.
Kevin and Keith were the twins.
Yeah. Oh, it's close.
Yeah, I heard a song. I was driving home from work the other day and heard a song by the KK's Priest. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I got the album. It's all right.
I can't imagine it's too much of a departure from Judas Priest.
Yeah, but it's okay. Some of the songs are good. It's kind of, how do I say, is it predictable?
That's, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, this is nothing different. This is pretty much standard textbook, but it's not as good. Yeah. It's not as good as Priest. Anyway, question 2 for you. When Dave Ellison moved to Los Angeles before becoming a rock star, what state did he come from? Where is Dave Ellison from? What state? You know, all these people like Axl moved from Indiana, and Izzy, all these people always come from somewhere else.
Right.
End up in LA. Where is Ellison from? Just think of his name. That's kind of a hint.
Yeah, I'm going to say like upper Midwest. I would say Wisconsin.
Man, you're so close.
Oh.
Minnesota.
Damn.
Ellefson, yep.
Yeah.
Got that that Nordic name. Yep.
Ah, dang it.
Junior is from Jackson, Minnesota. Population like 3,400.
Well, he made it big.
Yeah, and
I
then
like that Soto Ellefson album, or Ellefson Soto, whatever it is.
It is good, actually.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's Jeff Scott Soto, so.
Of course
it's
good.
I'm a big fan.
Yep.
All right, question number two for you. This is not metal. So, what do Phil Collins, Green Day, U2, and Sarah Bareilles have in common?
First of all, who's Sarah Bareilles?
She's a singer.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Well,
okay, you said Phil Collins,
Green Day, and U2.
And U2. They all have something to do with Butch Walker?
No.
Okay, I'll try again. They're all from the United Kingdom.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Nope. They all wrote music for Broadway musicals.
Boy, that's a suck question.
You didn't know it.
I know. That's why it sucks.
Yeah.
Sarah Bareilles.
Phil Collins wrote for the Tarzan.
There was Green a Tarzan Day. Musical?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I know Green.
Near New York. So.
I know Green. Well, you don't either.
Well, I'm an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. I know Green Day did American Idiot.
Right.
And what did U2 do? They do like the Zoo Tour or something like that? I don't know.
I don't know what it was called, but they wrote the music for a Broadway musical. So
I'm going to pass on all three.
Yeah.
I saw
Tarzan on Broadway. It was interesting. Very interesting staging. If you saw the movie, like the animated movie, then you knew all the music.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the only music I enjoyed was the ABBA one.
Mamma Mia?
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just don't tell anybody, okay?
Yeah.
This is the metal episode. Don't tell anybody I enjoyed that.
That's right.
All right.
I did see Sebastian Bach in that Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, I probably would have went to that, too.
It was full of everybody there was a Skid Row fan. You could tell. I mean, the most hair on Broadway ever, and that was the guys.
did all the songs sound like Skid Row? When Mr. Jekyll goes down to Skid Row.
No, he was really good. He was fantastic, actually.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Better than what I've heard of Phantom of the Opera with Paul Stanley.
Paul. Okay.
Yeah.
He did that in Toronto, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a question around which rock stars have done time on Broadway.
Or done time.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody really. Okay.
That was the problem I came into. So.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't find any because I would have got those wrong too.
Yeah.
All right. So right now you're 0 for 2 with me.
And you are 0 for 2 with me.
Oh,
we're kicking ass.
0 for 4 right now. We stink. I don't know if you're going to get this one right, but we're going to shoot it your way anyway. It's another metal question. Question number 3. What Bay Area thrash band was made up of family members of Filipino descent?
Oh, man.
It's a band you've probably heard of. And they're still around today. But they left for a little while and came back.
Jeez, I have no clue. Municipal Waste.
Municipal Waste. Nope. Death Angel.
Oh, man. Death Angel. I knew they were Filipino.
Yeah, way to go.
Ah, geez.
0 for 3.
0 for 3. That's not good.
That's not very metal, Danny.
No, that is anti-metal. Okay. That's like water.
Okay, so hit me with your Carpenters question or Air Supply.
No, it's not the Carpenters. This is about Warrant.
Okay, well, it's getting closer. All right.
Yeah. All right, so who are the only two original members left in the band?
That's not correct.
Well, technically, I think it is.
Oh, right now, you got Jerry Dixon on bass. You got Steven Sweet on drums. And you have the other guitar player. Actually, there's four original members in Warrant now. Joey Allen's still there. And the other guy. There's four original members in Warrant now. Trust me.
I don't think so.
I'm positive of this.
Okay, well, not in what I looked up.
No, well, they, wherever you looked up is wrong.
Okay.
And, yeah, I know there's four original.
Eric Turner's the other
one. Eric Turner, yeah, so.
Yeah, those, I got Eric Turner and Jerry Dixon.
There for a while it was like that, but now it's they all came
back.
Come back? Yeah, because Joey Allen now is ball-headed, and he's a lawyer. He became a lawyer, and after he stopped being a lawyer, well, yeah, I think he's a lawyer for the band. And Stephen Sweet left for a while and came back. He's been there for a few years.
Well, maybe so. I should have said who has been the band the whole time.
That would have been a better question.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and I always forget the name of the new lead singer. Whatever his name is. Robert Mason. That's what it is. That's it. Well, I'll give you 30 seconds to ask me a different question if you can come up with one in 30 seconds.
Oh, shoot.
Just off the top of your head. It's got to be metal, though.
Oh, let's see. Shit, I can't think of one.
Just think of a band and ask me anything. I don't know. Putting them on the spot.
Okay. We're going to talk about this album later. Who recorded the album Peace Sells but was fired right after the recording?
You mean the producer?
No.
Oh, one of the people on actual in the band, one of the bands. Actually, he was in Megadeth but got fired.
Right afterwards. There's two of them.
Oh, it was the drummer and the guitarist. One of them was named Gar.
Gar Samuelson.
And the other one. The other dude. What's it start with? What letter? Yeah, because that was the last time those two appeared.
Yeah, one of them didn't get back. Or he...
I forgot the dude's name, too, because the two original guys. Oh, then that's when Megadeth...
Chris Poland.
Chris Poland, that's right.
Yep.
And he went on to have a little solo career. One of them had passed away. I think it was Gar Samuelson who passed away. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
And then the merry-go-round of members going in. There's a guy named Jeff Young for a bit. And
Let's see who band members.
Of how many people have been in Megadeth?
Yeah.
27.
Holy crap.
It's like white.
Let's see. Guitar players, there have been... Well, there's Dave Mustaine, he's the only guy the whole time. Then there's Greg Handavit. Kerry King was in for a little while from Slayer. Chris Poland, a guy named Mike Albert, Jay Reynolds.
Jay Jeff Reynolds Young. And Malice.
Marty Friedman was in for a long time. He's the longest tenured guy.
Yeah.
Al Petrelli.
Yep.
Glenn Drover.
Yep.
Chris Broderick, and now the latest guy, Kiko Loriero.
Yeah, he's either Italian or from
like
Brazil.
That.
One of those two.
I think he's Brazilian.
He's Greek.
In there.
Okay, I don't know. One of those.
Yeah.
But either way, we failed in rapid fire when going over six. Wow.
Anyway.
I hope you metal people out there did better than we did. Shows you who's more metal, Danny or myself. Right now, we're both neither one of us.
We're both carpenters level.
Yeah, we're like adult comp. I was adult comp complimentary. That's the wrong.
Adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary. See, it's late already, so I'm screwing up.
We're the yacht rock.
That's right, yacht rock rules.
We're the yacht rock of metal.
There's a cover band out here called Yachtly Crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they play nothing but yacht rock songs. They wear sailor's outfits. and they're very popular, and they're actually very good. Oh, we got cut off. Oh, Danny's gonna call me back. Skype dropped us. Let's put it back in. Can you believe that? Live, we got dropped by Skype. What the hell?
What the hell was that?
We were talking about Yachtly Crew. Maybe Yachtly Crew or Elon Musk or somebody in his, I don't know.
Yeah.
Though
speaking of crew, I was thinking about going to see that tour with Def Leppard and John 5 playing Mick Mars' part.
Oh, they're playing Atlantic City, aren't they?
Yeah.
But that good luck getting tickets for that.
Yeah, it's a small theater too.
That'd be cool.
Oh,
man. Nice and intimate.
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully Skype will let us record the rest of the show. That was interesting, but it's never happened to us before. All right, yeah. So let's move on to the next bit, which we call intellectual poetry.
All right, everybody, time for a bit we call intellectual poetry, and it's one of my daughters, Annie Lanuet, likes this bit, so she suggested we do it. So let's see how we do with this. This is a bit where we read the lyrics of a song we both know. Usually we know it. We both know, but it is hard without any melody, rhythm, anything like that, just the words. It's difficult, so.
And sometimes we just find songs that are stupid.
Yeah. Some that are just funny and dumb, and other ones, like I wrote this. I got this one just because I like the imagery that is used in it. So.
Oh, so this is a song you actually enjoy.
Yeah, I really like this song.
Oh,
I think you do too. So.
Okay. All right. So
here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Outside the window, the neon flashes in the morning light. Down on the sidewalk, there's a woman with a problem, but she don't know how to fight. She's destitute and broke down. She softly whispers, is there no one around? And no one hears the sound. Her knees give way and hit the ground.
Sounds cool. I don't know it. I'm going to guess Thin Lizzy.
Damn it.
I don't know the song yet.
Okay, well, let's see.
Well, Phil Lynott was great with words.
Oh, man.
And you can listen to his lyrics and you could picture what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if he considered...
He wrote books of poetry.
Yeah, I don't know if he considered this difficult or if this just came to him naturally, but he's a master.
Okay, well, let's keep reading this so I can see him get the damn song.
Okay, so I'm going to skip the chorus. Like a rat in a pack, it attacks from the back through a crack in a track, and you take a smack. This Jack has had a hard day. No one told him it would be like this. He had to score the hard way, working on 20-hour shifts.
Is it something from Black Rose?
Yep.
Ooh. I want to say, is it Do Anything You Want?
Nope.
And I'm thinking,
you're not far.
It's dying. I get it.
Yeah, like a rat in a pack. Yeah. Attacks from the back.
Yeah. I get the drums too in my head. Toughest Street in Town.
That's it.
Yes.
There you go.
See, Annie, I'm the king of intellectual poetry.
I don't know about that.
So next time you see your dad, you can tell him that Mark is the king of intellectual poetry.
No, she'll probably say, damn, Mark's an ass.
Hey, well, maybe. Well, you know what? I have a challenge for Annie over there in Delaware. Right. Next time we record this show, why don't you come on here and you can read your lyrics to me and we'll see how you do. And just try it. It's not that easy.
All right, smart guy. Okay. I'm not going to tell her anything about it. If she picks a Sum 41 song or what's that band?
As long as it's rock and we've heard of it.
All right. Well,
no Fall Out Boy, okay?
Fall Out Boy they're huge.
Yeah, but I'm old. I mean, you can go
not her fault.
You can go the Beatles, the Stones, something on classic rock radio, you know.
Anything
like that? I'm not the master, but I'm certainly better than Danny this week.
All right, why don't you read your freaking lyrics then?
Right, I'll stop bragging now. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is a metal song, okay, from a band that you know and a band that you've seen. Okay, here we go. Woke up this morning, wrong side of bed. You and your fooling make me see red. I'm cut out as much as I can. You and your fooling have made me a man. What do you think?
Oh, man.
You and your fooling have made me a man.
Is it Slayer?
It is not Slayer. All right, your first hint. This song came out in 1982. I have to skip this part, next part of the song, because it gives the name of the song away. So I'll skip to the third one. All right. My mama told me, stay clear of girls. All that they are after is diamonds and pearls. I'm cut out as much as I can. You and your fooling have made me a man. Any clue?
Is it Def Leppard?
It is not the fooling. Okay, yeah. No, it's not Def Leppard. Same scene. This band came out around the same time in the same area as Def Leppard. Okay, I'll just say, put it that way.
All right.
All right. I am the cat, baby. You are the mouse. Lock all the windows and stay in the house. Sounds like a nursery rhyme, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going crazy. My fever is high. My time to live, baby, your time to die.
Oh, geez. Same area as Def Leppard, same time frame.
Yep.
And I've seen this band?
You have seen this band. We've seen a lot of bands, but you've seen
this band. My list is up to like 240 right now. So that doesn't narrow it down. Your time to die. Shoot. England. It's not Anthrax.
Just any guess, anything.
Exodus.
Exodus. No, that's from San Francisco. Incorrect. Okay. This one could give it away. You're in for the kill. You're in for the kill, whatever. Whoever you are, I don't care. The fact that we met, you're going to regret, baby. I got a chainsaw in my hand, and it's spinning round and round. That's all the lyrics.
Oh, man.
You want another hint?
Yeah.
It's a three-piece. The middle of England, basically. Not London, but...
It's not Anvil.
But you're on the right track.
Is it Raven?
It is Raven.
Yes.
The name of the song is Chainsaw off of Wiped Out. Very metal. Yeah, the three-piece gave it away, I think.
Yeah, there's not too many three-pieces in that hard rock.
Yeah, that's on the Wiped Out album, the second album, Chainsaw.
Man, a great album.
Yeah, kind of hokey lyrics, but cool song.
Yeah.
A little rhymey. Mouse, house, high, die.
Well, how about it comes from the back of the attack?
Yeah. Like, yeah, but Phil was a little better writer than the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah.
Though I like the Gallagher brothers. Not to be confused with Gallagher, who used to, you know, hit the watermelons, who passed away recently. You know that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he was very popular.
Or the guys from Oasis.
Yeah, not those Gallagher brothers. The real Gallagher brothers. The metal Gallagher brothers from Raven, who recently opened up for Metallica again. At that special show for Johnny and Marsha from
Megaforce
Records,
yeah,
out of New Jersey. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't have got Anthrax and Metallica, so, or Raven. So,
yeah, so there you go.
So thank you, Johnny and Marsha Z. All right, so we've done two bits. Now I think we need to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Master of Puppets versus Peace Sells Who's Buying.
All right, everybody, time for a little track-by-track battle. This is the original version. I know you've probably heard on other podcasts people that have ripped us off, but whatever. We're waiting for the check in the mail. But
yeah.
We made this up. It was our deal. So I thought about this bit on the way home from work one day, and it became what it is.
Yeah, we also scored a little bit different, too.
Yeah.
We have to agree on the better song, and that's what gets the point.
Exactly. So the way this works is we each listen to both albums a number of times. We pick which song we like better in the order the album was released. So we pick the first song against the other first song and go through the whole album like that. So We do have to pick albums that have the same number of songs, unless there's like a instrumental or an intro or something like that that they list as its own song, but forget that stuff. So this time we're going to do two albums from 1986 that are very much intertwined. Metallica's Master of Puppets, their third album, which went 6 times platinum. Maybe one of their best albums. I don't know, depending on if you think Black Album was better or Ride the Lightning.
A lot of hardcores say Master of Puppets the best.
Yeah, I might agree. I mean, there's some great songs on the Black Album, but front to back, this album is a monster. So, and we're putting that up against Dave Mustaine's second album through Megadeth, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? I have said on here many times, I'm more of a Megadeth fan than Metallica. I think their riffs are just that much better, but we'll see here.
Wow. That might have cost you the metal title right there for saying that. Who knows? Right now?
I'm going to see Metallica in August, so.
Right now, who's more metal, Mark or Danny?
Yeah, well. All right, so let's start this off with the first song off Master Puppets is Battery. Versus Wake Up Dead off of Peace Sells.
Tough one.
I went back and forth a number of times. But I'm going to say Battery.
Ooh, Battery is brutal. I love it. But Wake Up Dead is awesome. Especially the video shot at the Reseda Country Club, I must say. A place that Danny and I've both been to. Yep. We saw Accept there. I saw many bands there, but. Yeah, this was close for me because I like Battery a lot. It's just a brutal song. Wake Up Dead, I like the change. I like how it goes from in the middle of the song, it just switches tempos. Just,
yeah.
That's the part it really kicks in for me. And the video.
Exactly, and that might be why I like Megadeth. I mean, they both switch tempos a lot in their songs. You know, they go double time to halftime to, you know, whatever time. I went back and forth. There were a number of songs off this battle that I went back and forth on. So
right. So basically, nobody gets a point because we didn't agree on this, even though right. We like both songs quite a bit.
Exactly. I actually put a check next to Wake Up Dead and crossed it out and put Battery because I went back and listened to it again and thought, oh, damn it.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with either song. They're both great.
So next one. This is another one that I could have picked either one.
Not me.
Master of Puppets. Master of Puppets, I'm pulling your strings. Twisting your mind and smashing your dreams. Banging by me, you can't see a thing. Just call my name, cause all you scream. Master, master. Just call my name, cause all you scream. Master, master. Versus The Conjuring. I love Master of Puppets, but I chose The Conjuring.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
Oh, my God. This was one of the easy ones for me.
Oh, no. There's easier.
Just based on, Master Puppets is just a classic. And the fact that it was featured in Stranger Things, which show a show that you bailed on, but there's a great scene with that song in it. Oh, it's fantastic. So Master Puppets for me, and you voted for The Conjuring, a song that I don't really particularly care for.
Man, I...
Nobody's got points.
This is another one. I could have picked either one and been happy with it, but... So neither of them gets a point here either.
Wow, this might be a 0-0, first time in track-by-track battle history.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The next one, I think, was the easiest off.
Not me.
Oh, man. The thing that should not be... versus Peace Sells. What do you mean I don't believe in God? Talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't pay my bills? What do you think I'm broke?
Okay.
Come on.
Which one did you pick?
Peace Sells, absolutely. The other one, there's not a question. No question.
I struggle with this one because I really like The Thing That Should Not Be, but I came to my senses.
Okay.
I voted for Peace Sells.
All right.
So another great video, great song, but I like both of them.
Okay, so right now Peace Sells has 1 point versus Master Puppets, 0.
An upset so far.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, next one. This is another one for me that had no question. Welcome Home, Sanitarium. Versus Devil's Island. Devil's Island! While there's no skate to see full stars, time takes you and smacks you and rock. Some things tiny but feel not late. Swamp things dying and fading away. Devil's Island! Fear has fire! Devil's Island! Now, Welcome Home is probably my favorite Metallica song, so there's no question that I'm voting for that one.
Okay. I, too, love Welcome Home Sanitarium. Love it. I also wasn't that familiar with Devil's Island, but I went back and listened to the album a couple times last few, 3 or 4 days, because I hadn't listened to this album probably 30 years, and found out I really like Devil's Island quite a bit. But okay. Welcome Home Sanitarium, an easy one for me. So,
okay,
yes.
Thank you.
We agree.
We might not have had to be friends after that.
I know. We have.
Only because that's my definitely top three Metallica songs for me.
I'm actually questioning our friendship based on the fact that you ask me Broadway questions.
Okay.
Hey, I'm very disappointed.
You have to be a well-rounded musical person.
Who says? I'm a blockhead.
Everybody, don't be lame.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, song number 5, and there's only 8 songs on both of these albums. Song number 5, Disposable Heroes. Ah! Versus Good Morning Black Friday.
Okay.
This is one of the ones I had to listen to a couple times, but I chose Disposable Heroes.
Okay, I listened to both songs. One of the things I don't like about Metallica is sometimes their songs get a little long.
Oh, yeah.
Even Master Puppets is 8 minutes and 36 seconds, but that song, it doesn't feel long. Some Metallica songs, and it's like some Iron Maiden songs, feel really long. Especially the 17-minute one.
Well, that's because it is long.
Disposable Heroes is 8 minutes and 27 seconds. The Good Morning Black Friday song, the Good Morning is basically the slow intro, and then the Black Friday song kicks in. It's okay. And it's not about shopping, okay? It's about death. But I picked Disposable Heroes.
Okay.
Back to the front.
All right, so Master Puppets is up 2-1 over Peace Sells.
Are you surprised?
Nope.
I'm not either.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, so next song number 6, Leper Messiah. Versus Bad Omen. When I first saw the track listing, I thought, well, there's no question, Leper Messiah. I've seen them play it live a number of times, and that would be the song. But then I started listening to Bad Omen a couple of times, like, whoa, wait a minute. So I went with Bad Omen.
Ooh, I could see this one. Leper Messiah is a good tune. We all know it. Bad Omen, I wasn't familiar with at all, but I was driving home from my mom's house last night, and I was listening to this song and found myself speeding. I was into the song.
It's a perfect song.
So yeah, my foot was on the gas pedal, but I listened to him back and forth. This was a close one for me, but I picked Leper Messiah. So we disagree on that one. But
well,
Bad Omen's good though.
Our friendship will remain intact.
Okay,
that's I can understand that too.
Okay,
next one, Orion. Which is an instrumental, which not a big deal, you know, but it's still a long instrumental.
And real long.
I Ain't Superstitious, which is a blues song written by Willie Dixon.
Yeah.
So it's a cover tune.
And I ain't superstitious
basically it's your standard blues, but I really like it because it kicks in there at the end and I'm like, whoa, that's cool. And it's a complete departure from the rest of the album completely. So I went with I Ain't Superstitious.
Ooh, our friendship is going to be on the rocks here. So Orion is a long song, 8 minutes and 27 seconds. Especially when it goes into the bass part, is boring as shit. Okay, did I said it? Even though Cliff Burton wrote this and he's a legend, the first part of the song I like and the last part of the song I like, but that middle bass concerto doesn't do it for me. That being said, I Ain't Superstitious was written by Willie Dixon, but was recorded by Howling Wolf in 1961. Is absolute dog poop. Worst song in the album. Oh. I hated it. Sorry, I got to vote for Ryan. So this was a battle of twos I didn't really care for. But
The best of the worst.
Yeah, like if Orion went up against Devil's Island, I would have voted for Devil's Island. I would have voted for Black Friday. There's good parts of Orion, but 8 minutes and 27 seconds is way too long. So it's still only 2-1 coming down to the last song. So this ought to be
song,
which I think is a tough one.
There were three tough ones for me, the first two songs and then this one. It could have gone either way.
All right.
I love Damage Incorporated. I like the part where he goes, Damage Incorporated. To me, that is so cool.
Agreed.
My last words, though. The amount of bass in that song is just hooks me in, and I really like it, and that gets my vote. My last words.
That got your vote, huh?
Yep.
So, looking back, before I give you my answer, well, there's 8 songs in this. I voted 5 songs from Metallica and 3 for Megadeth.
See, I was the exact opposite.
This song, Damage Incorporated, classic, great song, not too long, gets to the point, love it. My last words, I was not aware of at all, didn't remember it whatsoever. Guess which one I picked.
I'm gonna say my last words.
I did. Turned out nice. I really liked it.
I did too. It wasn't a song that I'd listened to or heard in the past, so we're calling this a draw.
This is a draw. And I also read something also. Lars Ulrich's favorite Megadeth song is My Last Words.
Really?
Yeah. So we didn't solve anything. We basically split the vote on this. 2-2. Both albums are worth getting.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you listen to the show and don't have both albums, you need to revoke your rock card.
And I was surprised that Peace Sells has only sold 1 million in the U.S.
Yeah, I thought it would have sold, because that seems to be their biggest album.
But it's not. It's the two that followed it are their biggest albums.
Yeah, but this is my favorite Megadeth album.
Yeah, I think Peace Sells is what really got them on the map. Yeah. It's like, okay, people noticed the video and went, whoa, this is pretty good. And then the next two albums just, they went nuclear after that. I think part of it is only at 1 million, probably because they haven't. You have to petition the RIAA to go in there and do an audit and see how many albums you sold. So if you sold 2 or 3 million, then they'll issue it to you. They just won't do it.
Right.
Years after. Yep, they have to get paid to do it, so. So there's,
I have other Megadeth songs that are my favorites. I mean, Peace Sells one of them, but you know, I love Kill the King. The King is Dead. There're just so many great songs I love by them. But I thought for this we'd have a little theme going for 1986.
Yeah. It was a good year. I was in college. We were both in college.
Both in college, yeah.
Had no idea what the hell we did.
Twisted Sister this year and the next.
Oh yeah.
And then the Guns N' Roses album came out. I was like, holy crap. I was all over that. Yep. Appetite for Destruction.
And Hysteria came out the same year, and that was a monster too. And then Whitesnake 87 came out right after that. Those are all huge albums. Also, all three of those albums sold over 10 million in the U.S. alone.
Good to be a rock fan those days.
Yeah. And then MTV blew it in the early 90s. When they hired that guy from KROQ, and they just basically turned their back on what was making the channel great. And then a few years later, you didn't see music videos anymore.
No, it's all reality. I don't even know what's on there anymore. I never watch it.
I only watch the challenge show. That show I like. It's a reality. It's like Survivor or... Okay. That's the only show I watch in that whole entire network. So, yeah. And it used to be we used to watch it all the time doing our homework. And then people would pop in and it would be at the VJs. It was a cool show. And you never knew what to expect. But now it's garbage now. The corporations ruined it. The record companies ruined it. Because I think record companies also wanted to be paid to show their videos. I think that there was a switch and MTV said no. Because in the beginning, they used to give their music videos for free, and that would sell the albums. But somehow the record companies got greedy, and that was part of it too. And
it's all about the money. Everything's about money. That's why these social media sites. That's why they come and go so fast, because the kids start using them, the parents start getting into it. Somebody learns how to monetize it, and the kids are gone by then. Yep.
And guess who was right about the whole Napster thing?
The what?
The whole Napster thing. Who saw it coming? Lars was 100% right.
Oh, absolutely he was.
And they didn't listen to him.
Yep.
And guess who's laughing now?
Well, it's the end of anybody making a lot of money off recorded music.
Yep. And the bands that own their own stuff are making the money. The very few. There are very few bands out there. How many new bands are sitting on a million now? Can you name any? New bands.
Yeah, new bands?
Nope.
I can't think of any.
No, it's all the legacy bands.
Yeah.
70s and 80s bands. I mean, there's other types of music they're selling, like the computerized electronic music, but are they selling millions? Nope.
Because everybody... Avenged Sevenfold probably is. They may be considered newer band, but... They've been out since the 90s.
I don't even know if they're selling millions. They may be close. They sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
But then,
well, that's just it. These bands are making money off the touring now.
Yep. That's what Guns N' Roses, they're not putting out any the music they're putting out. It's not very good. But
yeah.
But I'd be interested. There's a new Metallica song that came out. I've only heard part of it, but it sounded very new wave of British heavy metal to me.
Really?
Yeah, there's a new song out there. They just put it out a couple days ago.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's around.
Kind of like a Diamond Head type?
Yeah. Thing? It sounds like straight from early 1980s.
All right.
With better production.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the cool thing about that Metallica show or shows is they're having a different set each night. So you're not going to see the same songs by the same band on a Friday and a Sunday night.
So you're only going to hear the Unforgiven once.
Yeah. Well, unless they do Unforgiven 1 on one night and Unforgiven 2 the next.
God, I hope not. I guess that's the song where you take a break, rest. I don't know.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom on that song.
We play Battery. Okay, now next up, the Unforgiven. Oh, no, please don't. No! I'd actually like to hear Metallica do another... Garage Days album, because they take those old obscure songs and make them their own.
Yeah, totally.
Put a Raven song on there. I'd love to hear Metallica do a Raven song. I don't even care which one.
Do you
one.
See Metallica doing like Crash Bang Wallop or
Yes.
Want Your Money?
Yes, totally. Can't you?
Oh, I can see them doing Don't Want Your Money. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. You can hear James singing that one.
I don't want to relax.
Ah! Put some money in the Raven's pockets, you know? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, save the guy, Brian Tadler from Diamond Head. He says, the only reason I have a house is because of Metallica. Yeah. Because
Am I Evil?
Yeah. And the guys from Budgie, you know, and they never made any money. But Metallica recorded their songs and, you know, pay.
Yeah.
Ford Healthcare, you know, whatever it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So this concludes our metal. So who's more metal, you or I?
Oh, wow. Well, I picked 5 of the 8 songs for Peace Sells, and you picked 5 off of Master of Puppets. But they tied 2-2, so.
I think you win because you've seen Slayer, and I can't stand Slayer, so.
I've seen Slayer 4 times.
See? Right there. You win. I've never seen Slayer, and I don't ever want to see Slayer.
They're an acquired taste. You know, I haven't gone to see a Slayer headline show.
But you,
not once. I've seen them. I saw the Big Four in New York, which was totally out of whack. They should have done Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth, and Metallica, but they had the two middle ones switched. Slayer was right before Metallica, which, nah.
Yeah, but Slayer has such a hardcore following, so they're like, they wouldn't have put up with it. If you put them on first or second.
Then I saw them at a festival in Chester, Pennsylvania, which is where the Philadelphia Union plays their show, plays their games.
Okay, yeah.
And they had 2 stages, and it was like just one after the other. I saw Ghost, Five Finger Death Punch, Avenged Sevenfold.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, the ABBA tribute band.
Yeah, Oba.
That was such a great festival. It was so good.
That's kind of cool. 2 stages, one's off, and then that next show starts. So no lag time.
No waiting. You might wait 10 minutes for the next band to come on.
They give you a quick pee break, and then next band. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they were great. Switchfoot. Who else, man? There were like 15 bands that day, and it was great.
Yeah, there's a right way and a wrong way to do that. I saw one show where they had a revolving stage, so as soon as one band finished, the stage would turn, and there's the next band playing. Like, bang, bang, bang.
That's the way to do it. You don't want to wait around.
No. And if you don't like the band playing there, that's when you go to your pee break.
Right.
It's like for you especially, if Great White's playing or Jackal, you're off to the bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
I love Jackal, though. You don't.
You like what?
I like Jackal.
I'm okay with Jackal. It's Great White that I just can't get past.
Okay.
Oh, it's like that lady on Stranger Things.
Oh, Marissa Tomei? Is that who it is?
No. No.
Oh, no, no. Oh, what's her name? Is that a W in there?
Winona Ryder.
Just can't take her, huh?
That's why I stopped watching after the first season.
I'm telling you, just fast forward when she's on screen. She's not even a main character.
I've got too much else to watch. Oh. I'm watching Yellowstone right now.
Yellowstone's great. In fact, a new episode is tonight. I'm going to watch it as soon as I get off with you. Oh, another cool one from the same people who make Yellowstone, Tulsa King.
Of course, I've seen all the ads for it with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, it's only 4 episodes so far. Same people do it. It's very entertaining.
All right.
You'll like it. It's humorous, too. It's on Paramount Plus.
We're on season 4. We just watched episode 6 tonight while we had dinner.
Hmm. Yeah. Beth is the best, isn't she?
Man, she's a badass, that's for sure.
She is. You don't want to mess with her.
Rip's my favorite, though.
Who?
Rip.
Yeah. He tames her.
And we feel so bad for Jimmy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. It's a good show, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah, we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. You should be caught up pretty soon.
Yeah, there's 10 episodes each season, so we'll probably be done. Easily we'll be caught up by this week.
And then you start the new season, which is only, I think, 3 or 4 episodes in.
Yeah.
It's already good.
We'll be done with that with season 4 by Wednesday, easy.
Yep. Bonding with the wife, huh? Kids are out of the house. Let's watch some TV. This concludes our metal episode.
The metal edition of the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. The really Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Yeah, maybe it'll be the AOR Trivia Show next time. Who knows? And we promise we won't take 3 weeks to do the next one. I hope, unless Danny's going out of town or to Mazatlan or something. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not going anywhere. So thanks for listening, people.
All right, bye.
And we'll see you later.